Environment Canada is projecting a potentially warmer summer than normal this year. It may seem insignificant, but there are a few things we can do to cool our homes and gardens during those hot summer days. We all must do our part in conserving water and staying within the guidelines of our municipal water restrictions, but we should also act more strategically. At the very least, we need to connect water barrels to our eavesdrifts for that little extra supply of water for all our outdoor trees, shrubs, gardens and lawns. In the long term, where possible, installing an underground cistern in our yards, one that is connected to all our eavesdrifts, would make a significant difference in capturing extra rainwater. According to water and irrigation folks, a tank capable of holding about 2,500 gallons, 9,400 liters, would be the most practical and efficient. It would provide enough extra water to keep all our vegetables, colorful annuals and perennials, shrubs and trees alive and well. Green lawns not only help cool our yards, but they also provide a fire safety buffer around our homes, which is particularly important in areas where there is a forest surround. With good soil conditions, 1 inch, 2.5 centimeters, of water per week is all that is required to keep a lawn green and healthy. Planting a shade tree in a smaller garden is now more practical because, today, we have urban shade trees which are more columnar in shape. From maples, oaks and beeches to liquidambers and hornbeams, there are beautiful, more compact shade trees that can really help cool our homes and yards. In addition, they provide shelter for wildlife and pollinators. Even smaller trees, like the Japanese maple, Acer Twombly's Red Sentinel, now come in a columnar form that can shade, screen and cool our homes. Many flowering shrubs, like viburnums, sambucus and Korean lilacs, can be kept narrow, yet still grow up to 3 meters in height to help shade and cool a yard. We have such a diversity of plants with which to beautify our homes, but it's important to realize that they can cool them as well. In times of uncertain or challenging weather patterns, plants and trees can do so much to mitigate many issues. Being creative in sourcing water will help keep them growing and thriving. I love the old saying, the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago, and the second best time is today.